remember it being as big as this in 07. And there's a lot of stuff that's changed about it. Mm-hmm. I was explaining to Shane, and here I use this as an example. Well, all right, so I'm going to put this in this is portrait, right? Or is this landscape?
That's landscape.
All right, so I'm going to put this in landscape to kind of illustrate it for you. Imagine a sheet of paper turned sideways if you're listening to it. This part, this section right here is where I was. And I was in the back row of Radio Row. That was 1/5 of the size of Radio Row.
Whoa.
It was, they had to give us the whole second floor of the convention center. And then you see the stuff that ESPN and Yahoo and Pro Football Talk, like all these places had these massive sets that were kind of the middle ground where they, and then there was another Radio Row.
Because everybody's doing video.
Yes.
Everybody's podcasting and everybody needs a video component now. You can't, as we well know, it's just multi-platform content. It's not, there's no such thing really as just radio anymore.
Everyone is everything.
It's Content Row.
So Content Row is probably a better way to put it. So on Monday, I took a picture of Radio Row and I could see all the way to the front and you could see kind of where I was. By Thursday, I couldn't see to the front of Radio Row because people were using their backdrops. So I was behind Bleacher Report and Taylor Rooks, and I couldn't even, like, it was just like nothing. Like, you're going to see your guest, and that's all you're going to get.
Jeez.
It was really tremendous. And the NFL, like, from a technological standpoint, they are doing some things that kind of puts them ahead of some of the baseball or basketball events that I've gone to and covered. This tripped me out, and I brought a couple back because they were like, here, you can have them. You go to opening night, so media night, it used to be, media day, it used to be, and they have these clip-ons, and I go, what are those? Like, what? I see people with them, and I see them in the ear, and I'm like, what are those? So they put together these shortwave radios that you could listen to whoever was at the podium.
Oh, that's a game changer.
And so you could switch channels.
Right.
So there were 12 channels because there were 12 different places at the podium, and they had the moat box there.
But you're not straining to fight to the front of the pack to take your notes.
And
that's
brilliant. And now, the only thing about media night that's different from when we used to cover the NFL on a daily basis, Dan, is fans are involved now. So now the players are kind of splitting their time. So you get the hour. It used to be that you would have the hour, okay? So they would send you to the stadium where the game was going to be played. That doesn't happen anymore. You can't get access to that until Super Bowl morning.
Right.
So they had us at Marlins Park for that.
Right, right, right.
So you show up there, and you try to take it all in, and it used to be you get an hour, then that team goes away, the next team comes down, they put 60 minutes on the clock, and you start again. It's now a television show. Like, NFL Network has made it a TV show. So what they did is they brought out the Chiefs. The Chiefs did their thing for an hour, and then they, like, took a break. And then they did, like, a pregame show for the 49ers when they were coming out.
Oh, okay.
And so it was, I think, 4 hours total of being there instead of two. So it was weird. And so we were interviewing Robbie Gould. And fans are just like, we had cornered them. I felt bad because, you know, it was like one of those things where a lot of the Chicago media obviously wanted to talk to Robbie Gould. So we had cornered them. And in all of the audio that I got, you can hear like the fans are like, Robbie, Robbie, you the man. You the man, Robbie.
Coach Nagy.
I mean, so it was a really fulfilling experience. Like I was kind of like, I'm going to go down there and do a job. And I walked away feeling like, man, this was, I'm glad that I got to see what it looks like now in comparison to when I was covering the league every day.
That's cool.
And then we get a game day then that had a really good game.
Yep.
It had pretty good commercials.
Yeah.
And a pretty good halftime show. And the game didn't take all that long either.
That's true.
It was flying until midway through the fourth quarter, and then it really slowed down.
Which is okay because of how exciting it was. You didn't mind it because it got good.
And all the things around it, I thought Yolanda Adams was fantastic. Demi Lovato was really good. Mm-hmm. The halftime show I thought was solid, and there was some stuff in there that people didn't even see. And it was, yeah, man, they got their political statements in.
Oh, no, they did. Oh, they absolutely did.
They did, but there was also some, there was some reaction that I heard that a friend was texting me that was concerned about the juxtaposition of the stripper pole with then bringing out the young girls in the tiny little skirts and how that looked, and saying like, what are you supposed to take away from this? What's the messaging?
Well, I think that had a little bit to do with her movie. Hustler.
Oh, it had a lot to do with it because she trained.
Yeah, she did train. You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, radio.com sports station. But in that moment there, I didn't realize this until I went back and watched it later. The girls are all in cages.
Yes.
And that's when she says, let's get loud and born in the USA. So there was definitely some stuff that was going on there. I thought the performance was is exactly what I was hoping it would be. It was very Miami. It was very flashy. It was very Shakira doing her stuff. And I'm glad that she showed off a lot of her musicianship. Here's Shakira playing the guitar. Here's Shakira playing the drums. Here's Shakira singing and doing the thing. Like, all of that stuff was in play last night. It was a lot of fun. So, the thing that got me, and the NFL is not always great at tugging on the heartstrings. The open to the Super Bowl was amazing.
The kids.
Yeah. The take it to the house kid thing was amazing.
He's a very telegenic young man, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's apparently like a
star.
Great youth football player.
Star.
Like, he's
my son knew exactly who that was. Yeah. Oh, that's Bunchy Young. He's great. I guess Illinois has offered him a scholarship already. But, man, the camera loves him.
Yeah, and they did it exactly like a lot of times you're waiting for the NFL to kind of fall in their face with some of this stuff. That one they got note perfect, man. It was everything that you would want. You go, oh, here's a nice little history lesson about the league, and it's some fun. And the Pat Tillman thing, you're like, geez, like, yeah, right. All right, like, great. You want to tear me up before we kick this thing off?
That was like the Google commercial.
That was just
that one was
come on
punching in the gut kind
seriously
of thing.
What are you doing?
And then to have Virginia there at the end, I thought that was dope.
It would have been better if Virginia takes the ball and just like
takes off.
Oh yes,
takes
off
doing a stiff arm.
No,
this is
my damn game. And finishes off with the Dak dance.
She's out there doing the Dak.
Yep. What?
I thought that was really great, great stuff. So that's what I plan to do today. Spend a lot of time talking about the Super Bowl and everything in and around the Super Bowl today, and leave some of the other stuff for later, like the conversations I have with people in Miami about the Bears and their quarterback. I'll leave that for later on in the week.
Sure, that all went fine. Sure, everyone had complimentary things to say.
Yes. Yeah, some thoughts.
I'm sure they did.
Have fun, Loris.
Thanks, boys. That is Bernstein and McKnight. You can hear them every day here on The Score, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. And so, did you guys really have Kevin Matthews on?
Yeah.
Friday.
I love Kevin Matthews.
Oh, he's terrific.
Okay. All right. I just saw it on the board. Oh, it's Friday's show. I missed that.
It's Friday's show.
I'll go back and I'll listen to it on the podcast. I'm here from noon until 2. I'm Lawrence Holmes. The top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Remaining home opponents include Illinois, Michigan, and Minnesota. Single-game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at nusports.com. This hour is being brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. I am happy to be back. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Rashad, I got to ask you a couple football questions.
For sure.
I've been talking to a lot of retired and recently retired players over the last few days. How did you transition? I know there was Dancing with the Stars, but like from a day-to-day life standpoint, how did you transition from playing this game from the time you were, what, 5?
Yeah, 6, yeah.
Playing it anymore.
For me, the transition came in part of my every offseason in the NFL. Like, I always prepared for the retirement. I tell people, playing in the NFL, for me personally, it was like I snuck into a VIP party, right? And I don't have the credentials. So I'm just waiting at some point. One of these bouncers is going to come kick me out, right? And in this case, it took 8 years for them to figure out I didn't have a wristband.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
in. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I'm back. I'm back in the city beautiful. I'm so happy to be back in the studio. It is difficult for me to do the show without being able to look at the boys. Plus, I love their beautiful faces. You'll hear from Herb Lawrence and Rick Camp about his Super Bowl viewing experience coming up a little bit later on in the show. We're going to talk with Jeff Allen, used to play for Kansas City. We'll do that in the next segment. Anthony Heron is going to join me at 1 o'clock in studio. I'm very much looking forward to that. But we start the show as we start all things with the rundown.
Run them down.
The rundown.
Here is your rundown for Monday, February 3rd, 2020. No palindrome there. The Illini have had a great season. They almost pulled it off against Iowa.
Feliz gives it to Bashanishvili. And this is what essentially was an open layup. Up ahead to Wieskamp. And the Hawkeyes are putting it away.
Yeah, the Hawkeyes put it away. That's our buddy Wayne Randazzo on the call. Herbie, I know you thought that Wayne was on the call. That's a dub for U of I.
Damn right. He still sounded great.
He's really good. When you start to think about the group of play-by-play guys that have come out of here, pretty damn good. It's a good list. All right, now on to... Why are y'all putting Bulls highlights? All right, fine. They played yesterday before the Super Bowl, which we'll get to. Fine. Here is them getting beat by Toronto.
And Levine on a high low feed, intercepted by the length of Boucher to Lowry. Left side, McCall. They go to Lowry underneath. Now Davis with an easy right-handed layup. And Jim Boylan senses his ball club might be a little bit fatigued. Calls a timeout.
So they called a timeout. Was it a minute left? Or?
Well, that was in the third quarter.
No. I mean in the fourth quarter when they took the egregious timeout.
Minute four.
There's a minute four left in the game when he takes this timeout. And the announcer for the Raptors was not having it.
And a timeout here from Jim Boylan. What are you doing?
I know Jim,
what strategy are you talking? It's a 25-point blowout. There's a minute four left. It's Super Bowl Sunday. I want to get out of here. First of all, I didn't want overtime. What strategic adjustment are you making stuck 25?
Jack.
Come on, man. This is just... That's, look, come on, really?
Jack Armstrong speaks for all of us, and apparently Zach LaVine, who just was sitting there going, why? Why are we doing this? Zach also has some thoughts about the problems with what the Bulls did in the game.
They did their job to win, and we threw it away. You know, same story that we do. You know, most of the games that we lead at halftime are going to the third quarter. You got to figure out how to... Stop doing that.
All right, enough with the Bulls. Although Zion is in town on Thursday. Enough with the Bulls. Now to the Super Bowl. Hey, I've been telling you for 2 weeks. Patrick Mahomes out here running the rock now.
Sherman is the fullback. Now he goes in motion. Second down goal. Mahomes under center. Snap, spin, rolls, fakes the pitch. Once, twice, he runs in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Kansas City, and Patrick Mahomes. And the Chiefs have taken the lead late in the first quarter. That is the first rushing touchdown by a quarterback in a Super Bowl since Colin Kaepernick of San Francisco in Super Bowl 47. How about that?
How about that? Kevin Harlan not afraid to say his name. The 49ers played good defense for most of this game. They actually had Patrick Mahomes confused for a while. And Jimmy G came up with some big plays himself.
Five first downs, last five plays for the Niners offset on. The Chiefs 15. San Francisco first and 10. Trailing by 7. Garoppolo under center. Gets the snap. Fakes the right handoff. He rolls. He throws to the near side. It's caught at the 10. Breaking a tackle. Juszczyk 5. Got a block. Cuts into the end zone. Touchdown 49ers. A 15-yard touchdown pass by San Francisco quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo to the fullback Kyle Juszczyk, weaving his way for the touchdown. And in a good move and some nice blocking and a broken tackle, he ties the game for the 49ers at 10 and 5:05 to play in the first half.
No surprise here. The 49ers had 22 carries for 141 yards. They averaged 6.5 yards per carry.
First and goal from the one. Garoppolo under center with an eye. Gets the snap, spins, hands off. Mostert over the right guard. Digs and backpedals. Touchdown! touchdown, San Francisco! They take a 19-10 lead late third quarter on a one-yard touchdown run by Raheem Mostert.
Yeah. So now the Chiefs are behind, and there's like 7 minutes left in the game. And then Patrick Mahomes is like, oh, yeah, I'm totally Patrick Mahomes. Watch this.
Under center, Mahomes, offset eye, fake handoff to the fullback, and a quick throw in the end zone, caught in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Kelce. The tight end just caught a one-yard touchdown pass by Patrick Mahomes, and the Kansas City Chiefs are back in business.
They were back in business. They were down 3 points, and then they got the ball back after Chris Jones gives you a second and five where he bats down a pass and then puts pressure on Garoppolo on third and five. They get the ball back, and if you give the ball back to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense, bad stuff happens to you.
Four wide, Mahomes in the gun, shotgun snap, fakes the handoff, rolls and throws a gentle pass, caught with a leap at the five to the pylon on the near side by Williams. Touchdown! He got in! The Chiefs have taken the lead in Super Bowl 54 with 2:44 to go!
Play is under review.
Let's see, Bill Vinovich.
After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field stands. Touchdown.
Yeah, I didn't think that you could overrule that call. It was definitely close, but you couldn't overrule it. Williams had two touchdowns in the, last 2 minutes of the game or whatever it was. Like, just ridiculous stuff. Kansas City rattles off 21 points in the fourth quarter, and they win the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes is named MVP of the game. I would have given the MVP award to Williams. I thought that what he did, both running and passing the ball, was great. He was pretty mad in the post game, not about not being MVP, but how we all talked. And I mean, I did a whole podcast about how the run game of the 49ers is sexy. Said it really bothered him that no one gave the Chiefs run game any props. He finished the game with 17 carries for 104 yards, 6 yards per carry for him, including a 38-yard touchdown. He also caught 4 passes and a touchdown. So good for him. Good for the Chiefs. The new face of your NFL resides in Kansas City, and his name is Patrick Mahomes. I think we're in a good place between him and Deshaun and Lamar, like ushering out the older guys, Breeze, Brady, and Rodgers, having Russell Wilson kind of be the now guy, the elder statesman now, and then this next crop of dudes is on their way. 24 years old, wins Super Bowl MVP. So he's got an MVP and a Super Bowl MVP, and he hasn't turned 25 yet. That is your rundown for Monday, February 3rd, 2020. We are going to spend a lot of time talking about the Super Bowl in all facets. We're going to talk with former Kansas City Chief Jeff Allen. I'm excited to talk with him about how this feels. I've got stories from Miami as well, so stick around. I'm Lawrence Holmes. You're listening to The Score.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com/rules.
When re-
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Bill, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed.
He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine. We feel great.
Can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night.
Wow. Ooh. I don't think it's a secret anymore.
Only for a limited time. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Flo here with a word that's just weird.
Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry, and why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50?